Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
How's everybody doing?
Okay.
Damn. The rain got everybody in a bad mood.
Experience for training camp with all the fans calling your name?
Yeah, it's been fun. Very cool. And, you know, look forward to more practices, meeting more fans. But, yeah, it's been cool. A good turnout for sure.
Derrick, you've been, obviously, been through a lot of training camp practices over the years. How does this one compare? Is it reinvigorating? Is it different? How does it compare to all those other years?
Yeah, training camp is just work. I think it's the same. I don't think you try to make too much of it being somewhere different. You're going to work regardless wherever you're at, and definitely work here, so not too much to it. You know, when we come to training camp, you're expected to work, so that's what it is.
I was curious your thoughts on, I saw the tweet from the Titans reporter who was kind of scolding Titans fans who were still rooting for you.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
No, I'm just like, man, out of all the stuff that's what you're talking about, I mean, if they want to, I appreciate it. If they don't, you know, I understand. But I was just like, I mean, why are we talking about this right now? I mean, there's other stuff that you can talk about. I mean, Titans training camp is coming up. I'm over here, so I'm all good. Appreciate if you do, and if you don't, I understand too. So,
Derrick, after being here for a few months now, you have probably an idea what it's going to be like when you sign versus now. What have you learned over the last couple of months about what the possibilities may be for this offense?
Yeah, I don't want to get too much in, you know, possibilities, but, you know, it's everything that I imagine. They work here, the culture, the brotherhood that they have, grateful to be here, excited for the opportunity, putting the work in now in training camp, just so the things that we want to happen will happen, but not getting to like any possibilities or making any predictions. Just put the work in now and then let it all come together when it's time to suit up and we'll get some dubs.
Hey, Derrick, I know you said training camp is work and, you know, as you move on, I'm sure it's a grind, but how, I guess, reinvigorating is it for you coming in, you know, new surroundings, new teammates, new scheme and everything like that this far into your career?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new start, but, you know, like you said, I've been coming in since OTAs, and you know, I'm just excited for the opportunity. You know, it's a different era for me, so I'm just excited for everything, embracing every day, and putting the work in, so I can showcase it in this town.
Derrick, what excites you about this offense?
Just, you know, the playmakers that we have, and their abilities. You know, playing against them and watching from afar, and being their teammate, I think it's pretty cool, and you know, just excited to, you know, see what everybody does this year, and then putting the work in together to training camp on all three phases, and going out there and being explosive and doing great things, you know, to help this team and being a great offense.
Derrick, I'm sure you're plenty motivated right now for the season, but you hear people talk about the running back position and they look at 30 as kind of the age where they feel like running backs aren't peaking anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How do you look at that, and does that need extra motivation for you just to show that you can still play at a high level?
Yeah, I think I can control what I can control by what I do and how I work and my approach to my job every day. You know, I think that's always going to be said when a running back gets up in age, because that's the, you know, the stigma on the position. But, you know, I just focus on me being healthy, doing my job when I'm here, and then let my play speak for, you know, my age and everything else.
Derrick, speaking of controlling what you can control, reading about you and The Athletic over the weekend, have you not eaten a meal today?
Well, I usually wait until like 12 or 1 o'clock. So in Tennessee, we practice at early in the morning, and then I wouldn't eat until after practice. But, you know, we practice at 1 here, so I can't go out on the field and not have nothing in my stomach. But, you know, I ate my spinach, kale, avocado this morning, and then around lunchtime, I just put a little something in my stomach, not nothing heavy. But I don't really try to eat until later.
How long have you had that sense of discipline about taking care of your body? But where does that come from? Was that something that was natural to you that you always wanted to do, or did you have to really teach yourself to do that?
Yeah, but because before, I was eating whatever I wanted, chicken wings, pizza, anything. I was like, dang, that's not going to sustain it. So, you know, I just challenged myself to try to see if I can do it. And then once I got used to it, you know, it became easy. And then now my body feels great. And, you know, just seeing how my body responded to it and the routine and the diet, you know, I love it. And it's something I'll probably keep doing the rest of my life for real.
Come from a system where you had first contact a little bit earlier, closer to the line of scrimmage than has been happening to running backs here in Baltimore. In fact, half a yard down between you and Lamar. How much between Lamar and the offensive line and the run scheme and whatnot, how much did that play into your decision to come here?
Watching them through the years and playing against them, this is the style that they play with, you know, the offense that they run. Having Lamar, who's different, who's really different. So, you know, that played a big factor into it as well. And then the success that they had last year, you know, it's something I definitely, you know, wanted to be a part of and, you know, be an adding piece to this offense. And, it's always been a certain type of culture and the style of play that the Ravens play and something that I was excited to, you know, come be a part of.
Derek, you always hear about wear and tear when it comes to running back, especially when you, someone who's carried the ball as much as you have.
Yeah.
You look like you're in pretty good. Do you feel wear and tear at all?
No, I mean, I feel good. I mean, I don't really try to worry about that. I don't know. It's kind of funny. Like ever since high school, sometimes I got 56 carries in the game, 57 the next week, college 44, 46, NFL 30, 35. I really think it's just your mindset and how you take care of your body and not get too caught up on who he say, she say. If it works and you feel good, then just keep working and keep doing what you do.
Yeah, but when you see, you know, Kyle Hamilton flying around, Nate Wiggins getting the pick today, Adolphe getting the flying off the edge, how impressed have you been by this young core on defense?
Yeah, they were definitely flying around today. You know, Kyle, he's one of the best safeties in the league. Nate come from Clemson, being a top player, first round pick. That's what you expect out of him, and I'm excited to see them through training camp and see how better they get, put it all together as a defense. But you know, it's definitely exciting to see them flying around making plays this early, for sure.
Derek, you call this a new era for yourself. Are there any new goals that you have that you like outlined for moving forward?
Super Bowl.
Okay.
That's the goal. It's going to go to Super Bowl. I mean, that's always been the goal, but Super Bowl is definitely where I'm at now. So, yeah. I didn't have, you know, chances and got close, but that's what it is right now.
Is that something you and Lamar said the same thing without any question? Is that something you and he have talked about a bit? That's Super Bowl dreams?
Hell no, that's what we know. I mean, that's just what we want to do. That's the expectation. That's what we expect. And, you know, it starts out here, but, you know, that's definitely, you know, a main goal, and the number one goal for me is getting a Super Bowl.
You wish it was full contact on rainy days like this?
Say it again?
You wish it was full contact on rainy days like this?
Hell yeah, because we feel like we can't do nothing. We just got jerseys on. Especially when it's raining, you're slipping. You can't even run with your shoulders. So, yeah, it's different with jerseys, but the pads be on pretty soon.
All right, thank you, Derek.
All right, y'all.